Ryan Gustafson calls his music and songwriting project The Dead Tongues. In performance, that can mean Ryan on his own with a handful of stringed instruments. It can also mean a group of several kindred souls augmenting Ryan's playing and singing. He's bringing some friends to the Cat's Cradle tonight to play songs from his new recording, Montana. Ryan joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like you'll be joined by some pretty heavy hitters on stage tonight. Who's going to be with you?
A few different folks. One, my buddy Phil Cook, Andrew Marlin, Emily Franz.
From Mandolin Orange.
Yeah, and MC Taylor, Brad Cook. Lots of people I'd play with often, you know, like Josh Moore, James Wallace, Jeff Crawford. A long list of people will be hopping on and off.
So is that sense of community, does it really feel good about this record? I mean, you're a little bit distant now because you live in Asheville, but...
Yeah, man, I'm still back at least once or twice a month, really. Music to me has always been a part of my community. You know, the biggest part of my friends group has to do with my music. So trying to get all these people involved in the album release show and on the album itself just seems very natural.
We'll play a little bit of Graveyard Fields. Can you tell me a little bit about that song, though, in particular, which is the first one on the record, and it kind of sets the mood?
It kind of makes sense as the first track on this record, which is the first record I've made since moving out to Asheville. There's this place called Graveyard Fields out there. I'm sure many of your listeners have been to. It's out in the Pisgah National Forest, and out there there's this place called Black Balsam, and it's one of my favorite nature spots I've ever been to. I see a dead moon rising over the graveyard fields. See a dead moon rising from the top of a hill. And I feel like I'm drowning in my own wishing well.
When I was looking on your website, you call this a musical and writing practice, which is an unusual way to describe what you do. Was that intentional?
Yeah, it was intentional at the time. I was also, you know, pretty deep in a writing zone where pretty much all I did every day was lots of yoga and write this album. And so I think to me it just made sense not to even think about it as a project, just to think about it as something if I keep doing, I'll get better at, and I'll see what happens, and that's what it is right now.
Gold is Deep has, when you first listen to it, has an old-time feel, but then your voice comes in with all that reverb.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you decide to treat your voice that way? Because it completely changes where you think that song is going.
Yeah, you know, that song actually started as a banjo instrumental, and the folk old-time influences from this record are all the newest influences in my life, you know. Before that, there were bands like, you know, or people like Jay Spaceman, you know, from Spaceman 3 or Spiritualized stuff that I think is kind of where that voice effect, more voice sound came from.
What prompted the move from Durham to Asheville?
I'd been in this area for a long time and just needed a change, and I love Asheville. I love the Blue Ridge Mountains, one of my favorite places, and it's close enough that I can still be involved and connected to all the people like I work with out here and care about out here, and also have some kind of a little more isolation out there where, you know, I don't know as many people. And so it's a little fresher and, you know, I can also be a little more home-bodied easier because, you know, don't have as much to do.
Yeah, well, that can be a good thing for creatively.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Wildflower Perfume, which you really push your voice hard on that one.
Yeah. It's from kind of the point of view of someone that, you know, like a soldier. I have a couple soldier songs on this record, and it have to do with, you know, the ways that we keep our loved ones close to us when we're apart. And in this story, it has to do with a perfume that this soldier's lover would make for them so that they could keep their scent with them and just always have this place to go back to.
Pick me a wildflower.
We're going to leave off with Black Flower Blooming. I'm interested in where it goes for you. There's some hallucinatory imagery, but it's also that thing you said about how moving to Asheville is really important to you because of nature. And really, so much of this record sounds like it was made with nature in mind or inspired by nature, or it reflects the important role that plays in your life.
Yeah, it does a lot for me, like going on hikes or escaping for me usually means, you know, going out to the woods somewhere or trying to get to the beach. Most of my cynicism in songs will be taken from our culture, but most of, like, when I see something that's beautiful or pure, it's going to be taken from nature. So a lot of times it'll depend kind of on what I'm singing about.
Right. So that's the duality in your music,
yeah,
your creative process. Ryan Gustafson's The Dead Tongues play the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. The new record is called Montana, and it's out now. Thanks for stopping by, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Got away out and climbed the highest mountaintop. Thought about walking down, then took the jumping off. Grew some wings and flew away with ketamine.